93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's Lance and Jeremy Warner. That's not the song I wanted to play, Jeremy, so let's do it again. How about that? Now we're rolling. And I'm not supposed to play that song either. Now you're laughing at me. Sam Maniscalco's on hold right now going, what are they doing? But it's this song. We got to jump around.
Right.
Woo!
I'm protesting this jump around since you missed it.
Okay, I did mess it up. That's my bad, dude. Maybe we just need to get to our guests. Right. Should we do that? Because right now I've embarrassed myself thoroughly. But we do have Sam Maniscalco, the newest Illini. Sam, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Not too bad. Before we get too serious here with this Illini topic, we've been talking about jerseys all day, like NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. Is there a certain jersey that you have that you just love? And have you ever bought one that it just burned you? Like the next day they traded the guy or he was just terrible?
Off the top of my head, not one that somebody's burned me, but I do have a jersey. I'm a big Derek Jeter fan.
Nice.
I'm a Yankee. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan because I'm from Chicago, but I'm a little bit of a Yankees fan, too. I know that's kind of weird. But I'm a big Derek Jeter fan. He's one of my idols, somebody I look up to and stuff like that. So I definitely have a Jeter jersey that I kind of cherish. So.
Well, Sam, I mean, it's official now. You signed your financial aid papers, I believe. Just talk about what it means now that you know you're kind of coming through. I know there's still a process you got to go through. But being Illini, what's that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I'm definitely excited about the opportunity, both, you know, academically and athletically. I'm joining a basketball program that has had tremendous success in the past. Its record and Coach Weber's success speaks for itself. And I'm also joining a school that's got quite a excellent reputation when it comes to academics. And I'm going to, you know, enroll in a graduate program that I think fits me best. And I'm excited to get started with that. I'm also, you know, even more excited to get back on the court and get down there and get acclimated with the guys.
And Sam, Bruce used some of his favorite words, but he hasn't been able to say them in a while. Leadership, toughness, competitiveness. Just talk about what you're going to bring. Is that he's been talking about that for a while about you. What makes you a leader, a competitive player, and a tough player?
Well, I think that my competitive drive is just something that was instilled in me when I was younger. I'm growing up and competing and starting playing basketball and all sports when I was younger. I get a lot of that from my father as well. He's kind of been an inspiration to me and kind of been my coach throughout my years since I was little, and he still is my coach. But as far as the leadership goes and toughness, you know, leadership, I think comes with experience. And obviously, you know, I've played at the Division I level now for 3.5 years, and I've seen a lot and been through a lot, been through the ups and downs, been through adversity with injuries and this and that, and that kind of, you know, opens your eyes a little bit and shows you, you know, what not to take for granted and this and that. And I'm just going to kind of, you know, just use my experience with the guys and kind of show them the way and be myself. I'm certainly not going to try to be anything I'm not. I'm just going to, you know, come in there and try to help out the guys in any way I can, but most importantly, help the guys win.
And Sam Maniscalco joining us right now. Sam, Bruce said something yesterday that really struck me. He said, I told Sam he's not going to come in here and be the savior of the program. We don't want him to try and do that. And you said, I don't want to be the best player. A lot of guys wouldn't say that. So what do you think your role can be coming in here?
You know, I think my role, you know, Coach Weber said it best, is to come in here and provide some leadership, provide toughness. You know, like I said, I've been through a lot of battles and this and that, and kind of just, you know, let my experience show and my actions show and the right way to do things. You know, and when I said, you know, I don't want to be the best player on the team, you know, that doesn't mean that I don't want to have a big impact or have the biggest impact on the team. But in a sense of being the best player, I feel as if, you know, if I'm the third or fourth best player on the team, we got a pretty good shot of winning, you know, Big Ten title, you know, NCAA tournament, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Four, all that stuff. So, you know, I necessarily didn't mean it to say, you know, I don't want to be the best, I don't want to be this or that, but I do definitely want to have an impact. But I want to have an impact in the sense where I'm doing anything I can, you know, scrapping and clawing to help the team win, and that comes first, absolutely. For me, winning is definitely most important. So
Sam, you're going to be the only senior on the team next year, but at the same time, you're the new guy. How do you balance trying to be a leader without, you know, pushing the wrong buttons with these guys that are veterans of this team?
Well, I think, you know, and being a leader, you know, you can't follow a set rule book or, you know, a set protocol, so to say. You know, if you're a leader and you have been a leader and you've got those qualities, I think it's something you were born with, and you got to go off your instincts. So, you know, it's not like I had anything planned in the back of my mind where, you know, I come to campus, I'm going to do this or say this or say this. You kind of got to adapt to situations, you know. Part of being a leader is recognizing the situation you're in and adapting to it and letting your instincts take over. And that's what I've done, you know, 4 years here at Bradley, and that's what I've done throughout high school and throughout my basketball career, and I'm going to continue to do that, just let my instincts play out.
Sam, I think the best news about this interview is that you don't actually echo on purpose. No, I'm kidding. You have no idea. Right. But the first time we interviewed you, we were live on a remote at a local bar, Murphy's, and you echoed. And I said, oh, I feel bad for Sam. The first time we have him on, he echoes. I just was anxious to see if you actually did that on purpose. No, I'm kidding.
All right. It's a remix version.
Yeah, right, remix. Sam and remix. How well do you know these guys, Sam, like DJ Richardson, Brandon Paul, and some of these guys? Do you know them pretty well from the AAU? I mean, you're a little bit older, et cetera. How well do you know these guys?
Well, I know, obviously, I know Dimitri. Everybody knows that. We played together for 3 years.
Sure.
I know Billy Cole pretty well, too. He's from Peoria, and I had he was best friends with the kid on our team the last few years that I played with. But the guys that'll be returning, DJ's from Peoria, obviously. I know him pretty well. He's best friends with Dyrekus Sims-Edwards, who I've played with for the last 2 years here at Bradley. I know Brandon... from just, you know, being around basketball, being around high school basketball.
Sure.
And I actually got to know him a little better over the summer, last summer, up in Chicago. He came and worked out with the Illinois Wolves, my former AU team, and got to know him a little bit. And I've been in conversation with him, you know, the last few months or so, you know, when this process has been going down. So, you know, I'm comfortable with the guys, obviously. You know, I'll have to come in and improve myself and make that full transition. But, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to you know, join them and not bring anything other than, you know, my knowledge of the game and my, you know, toughness and competitiveness.
Sure.
And use it in any way that I can to help these guys win and help everybody be successful. And that's my ultimate goal.
He's one of the newest Illini, Sam Maniscalco. And Sam, one thing you'll be, of course, called upon to do is play a lot of point guard. And if I have my story correct, I think when you... last year when you were injured, you were the active leader in the Missouri Valley Conference in assists. I believe that is right. So, I mean, that's got me excited. That's something you like to do, right? Share the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not a selfish player, a selfish kid by any means. I definitely put the team's success over my individual success, individual accolades. Because when it comes down to it, you know, you look at teams and guys that get individual accolades, and the guys that get individual accolades are from teams that win. You get a lot more notoriety when your team's successful than when you're just successful as an individual. But definitely, you know, sharing the ball is something I like to do, and this team has some pretty dynamic scores and some pretty dynamic athletes, too. So I feel as if it's not going to be as as difficult, you know, getting the ball to these guys on the wing and whatnot and inside and letting these guys go to work. So I'm excited about that opportunity.
Sam, and the reason you have a chance to come play at Illinois, it was unfortunate because you had the injury last year, but now you have the chance with your medical redshirt waiver. Is that whole process seem like it's going to go through?
Yeah, I actually have received my my medical redshirt. I have been cleared to play. I have a year of eligibility left, so
okay.
That's all taken
okay,
care
so
of.
How's rehab going? How's the ankle feeling?
It's going really well. It feels good. I will be 15 weeks out of surgery this coming Monday. Ankle feels great. It's getting stronger every day. I've been working the last few months on my leg strength to get all that back because I, you know, haven't had to sit down for a while on the crutches and, you know, have a lot of muscle atrophy and things like that. But rehab is going well. I'm making progress. I am, like I said, getting stronger every day, and I'm starting to do more every day. And in a few weeks here down the road, I should be ready to go. So
timeline to get back on the court in a month or so? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I should be ready to go full blast in about a month, yeah.
Okay. Well, Sam, one thing Bruce Weber said yesterday that I find almost unbelievable is he said, you put up 300 pounds on the bench press? What?
Yeah, that was last summer, end of last summer before we started our
preseason stuff. Yeah, I put up. I mean, it might have been actually more than that, but I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder or anything like that.
Don't mess with Sam.
Is he trying to top my yoga story this morning?
Yeah. Ron does yoga now, so you gotta look out for him.
Stop. I'm a P90X yoga guy now, Sam.
Yeah.
He's like,
that's kind of goofy stuff, if you ask me. I mean, yeah, you know.
That's kind of goofy stuff.
It's good to be strong and stuff like that, but, you know, we just kind of did it to see, you know, test ourselves and see how strong we were. And it wasn't anything, no big deal.
Hey, last question for me, Sam Maniscalco. What do you like to do off the court? Are you a golfer? I mean, what kind of hobbies, activities do you like?
Well, obviously, I'm into sports, so if I'm not playing sports, I'm probably watching them. but other than that, I'm a big music guy. Like music a lot. Movies, a big movie guy too. You know, if there's a new movie coming out, I'm probably all over it, and I'm gonna go see it as soon as it comes out. But I'd say music and movies, and I'm just a pretty, you know, laid back, normal kid. Just kind of hang out and enjoy things, enjoy hanging out with my friends and stuff like that.
Sam Maniscalco, thank you very much for joining us. I know it's the second time you've been on the Tay and Jay Show, and we appreciate that. And we wish you good luck. Can't wait till you get here.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thank you, Sam. That is Sam Maniscalco. He is the newest Illini, along with Devin Langford and there's six total in the class. So I was about ready to list them, and I'm like, nah, don't even start.
I don't know
about
you doing it. Mike Shaw, Michael Henry, Nana Egwa, and Tracy Ames.
There you go. All right. So
five guys from the Chicago area, because Sam's from the Chicago area. And then Devin Langford down in Huntsville, Alabama, joined us yesterday.
Just out of nowhere. Well, it was nice of Sam to join us. He told me off the air that he knows the campus pretty well. He's been down here a bunch. He's got a bunch of buddies from high school that attend the U of I. So he's been here quite a bit, so he's familiar with it, and he'll be able to roll around campus pretty simple. Scholar athlete, by the way, all Missouri Valley Conference scholar athlete. That's big.
Yeah, what'd you think of what he had to say? Your newest Illini, Sam Maniscalco, seems like a good guy. 359, call 217-359-2255.
The Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.